I truly believe in my heart that Africa is home to all. Everyone in the world has one connection to Africa. We do not just know it at this point. You've not checked it, you've not researched it, but we do have a connection to Africa. That's the motherland. And secondly, it is the place of birth of the next generation of super athletes. What he did was he built a facility for a secondary school, the school that he attended. And this was 3 years ago. Fast forward to a few months back, there was a publication that the team that represented the school in basketball actually won the Milo basketball tournament final. There's so much economic value to having the proper infrastructure in place. And that's why I'm working on a project as well with a friend of mine. We are trying to get a basketball facility up in Nigeria. It's going to be called the Icon Arena. Welcome back to the show. My name is Victor Komonibo and this is the Flat Out Podcast. Thank you for joining us today. If you're new here, please subscribe to the show. It's on every podcast platform you can think of. Anyone, just Google it. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Audio Mac, anything you can think of that you want to tune into music for, we are on it. And if you don't want to stick to the audio alone, check out our visuals on YouTube, the Flat Out Podcast. Please and please subscribe to the channel, like, comment, do all those good things that will help us grow, because we have big plans as this show continues to move on. But thanks for joining us, man. It is March, the month of madness. There's quite a few events, quite a number of them that have filled up our calendar building up to this episode. We've got the Nigerian University Games in Nigeria. The British Basketball League Trophy Final happened a while back where Cherries Phoenix beats London Lions to win that trophy. Got college basketball. I think that's what March is even most popularly known for. The craziness that comes with the games that happen in the US at this point, it's something else. As we stand right now, there is no perfect bracket anymore. So everybody that has drafted out something, my brothers, we are just looking at it and shaking our heads like, what the hell? Why did we go through this? A lot of teams have been heartbroken. Duke went out on the first round. It's crazy. It is crazy. And of course, we had the BAL, the first stretch of the BAL, the Sahara Conference, recently finished, and we've got four teams that qualified for the playoffs. And also, we are counting down to the NBA playoffs. Teams are trying to get their groove right now because it will definitely lead up to the next few months. And whatever they are able to come up with this in this stretch will play a big part in what they are able to do in June, July. But as always, I like to spotlight Africa and Nigeria specifically because I truly believe in my heart that Africa is home to all. Everyone in the world has one connection to Africa. We do not just know it at this point. You've not checked it, you've not researched it, but we do have a connection to Africa. That's the motherland. And secondly, it is the place of birth of the next generation of super athletes. When it comes to sports, Africa is it. We have gone past the stage that we are not as skillful. We are only known for our athleticism. It has changed because everything continues to evolve. And as you can see on the world stage, not just basketball, everywhere across the globe, Africans are beginning to make a name for themselves in sports, in music, in entertainment, in technology. We are right up there. So being a super athlete is like the bare minimum at this point. The gap between Africans and Europeans have shrunk over the years, which is a good thing. Naturally, we evolve, we get better, we learn. And the reason why I appreciate it is because I remember the struggle, the hard times, where we get washed in international tournaments. I'm talking basketball, football, even in other spheres of life, music, all entertainment, business. We were not looked at as, okay, top gun at a certain stage. But now we've been able to evolve and actually got better at what we do. But for us to truly be the next generation of super athletes, we've got to talk about infrastructure in sports. Yes, infrastructure. One of my ogres, Mr. Adedami of B-Ball Niger. B-Ball Niger is a top company in Nigeria that covers basketball and sports generally. In fact, on a larger scale, they do it anywhere and anyhow you want to think of it. He has always talked about the importance of structure, and he has clamored about it, he has talked, and he keeps on doing it till today. Like, we need more if the game has to grow. And I guess a few people actually paid attention, because just a while back, about 3 years ago, Mr. Okpeyemi Babalola is the CEO of Weber Engineering. Weber Engineering is one of the very few companies in Africa that builds and designs, designs and builds basketball courts and rims in the country. Everything from the scratch, like they get the materials, they source for it, they build it, fiberglass, everything. FIBA tournaments that were held in Nigeria, they designed the rims, they built that. Continental Basketball League, the NBA stuff that's going on in Nigeria, the floating court, everything, they were part of it. They do this thing for real. And it's not just basketball thing, they're also into housing and all that. This is not an advert, but you get my point. What he did was he built a facility for his secondary school, the school that he attended. And this was 3 years ago. Fast forward to a few months back, there was a publication that the teams that represented the school in basketball actually won the Milo Basketball Tournament final. Now, for those who do not know, Milo Basketball Tournament is the premier secondary school tournament or competition in Nigeria. We can see the difference of having a facility and what it could do in a short period of time. This school probably played basketball sparingly because there was no rims, they didn't have the rims, they didn't have the structure, they didn't have a court, all that. But once this came into place, they took off. The Nigerian University Games is taking place right now in the University of Lagos, and we can see how smoothly these games have been because of the quality of infrastructure, the quality of the things that have been put in place. So the University of Port Harcourt leads the ranks on the medals table, as always. In fact, they've won it 7 years in a row. This could be the seventh year if they win it, which I think they will. And all this points to the infrastructure they got in place. If you go to Port Harcourt and you actually look at this university, you will see, say, these guys, they put in money to build things. It is not just about the talent. Yes, they've got a lot of talented guys. They partake in almost every sport. But it is actually the structures that are put in place for them to practice. You figure out the talent, but if you don't practice, you don't earn your skills, man, nothing works. So having that already gives them an advantage. We need more of this. Everywhere. Nigeria, Uganda, Kenya, Sudan, Ghana, South Africa, everywhere across the continent. Sports unites everybody together. There's no way a sporting event will hold in and you not chat with someone, you not go and watch. It is that unifying factor. It's got that unifying factor. Let us continue to build things like this. Kelechi Anuna, he played for the national team in Nigeria. He's a pro basketball player based in the US, but well grounded at home. My brother, he was able to build his own facility, a facility for people back in his hometown. We have the OBN Academy with their own facility. We've got MBA coming into the country and putting a lot of things together. But still, that is just the tip of the iceberg, because we've seen what this can actually do for the society, do for kids, do for even people that need jobs. There's so much economic value to having the proper infrastructure in place. And that's why I'm working on a project as well with a friend of mine. We are trying to get a basketball facility up in Nigeria. It's going to be called the Icon Arena. It's going to be a multi-sport facility. You're going to have basketball courts, like 3-4 basketball courts. You're going to have AstroTurf pitches, everything together, gyms. You're going to have swimming pool, lecture rooms. Everything that makes a facility world-class is what we're trying to put out. And right now we're working on investing. In fact, we have a GoFundMe page, so please and please chip into it. It is something for the bigger cause. Let us build everything from the ground up. It no go take forever. It's just a matter of time. And every hand has to be on deck for it to work. Make we grow together, and the cocoa be that. Infrastructure is the thing. If we are going to make anything for ourselves and to have some sort of legacy to leave behind for the future generation, it is what it is. Let's get to work. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of this episode. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to chip in for us, the likes, the comments, and all that. And please, check out our GoFundMe. Investors are already coming in, and we have a plan out. We have a presentation that we're going to make. So, help the cause. Thank you very much, and do enjoy the rest of your week. Till next time, people, stay safe, stay frosty. Flat out.